Welcome back to Open Forum on the Women's Radio Network. I'm your host, Lisa Singer, and my next guest is Susan Asher. She is the president and CEO of V. Asher Group, and that's in Short Hills, New Jersey. Hi, Susan. How are you?
Hi, Lisa. Thanks for having me on your program.
Oh, it's great to have you. But I do have to say one thing. Dude, seriously? What are you talking about?
Dude, seriously, it's not all about you. And the next one is, dude, seriously, that you're asking here. And I'm not sure yet, but the third in this trilogy, I haven't named it yet, but maybe it's going to be, dude, seriously, it is all about me. I haven't decided yet.
Okay, well, where did the dude, first of all, for anyone, for my listeners who maybe don't know what we're talking about, Susan has two books out, and they both start with dude, seriously. And we'll get a little bit more into the books. But first of all, well, where did dude seriously come from? But also, tell me a little bit about what you do for people when they do come to you, what your clients want.
Right. Well, since you have the answer, Lisa, the title came from the fact that, maybe even from my daughter, Samantha, because, you know, she's a millennial, and a few years back, this is what everybody, and they still say it quite a bit, by the way, and so do other people, but, you know, I heard people saying dude seriously all day long, and when I... So after I sold my staffing business and entered the world of consulting and executive coaching, at the same time I had this vision in my mind that we needed to get better at communicating in the new millennium, and we need to get better at communicating with the millennials and just people all around us. I mean, it's just, you know, it's an aberration that people cannot simply thank you. So, I mean, I don't want to sound like Emily Post. But it really got to the point that I started looking at things like netiquette and filters and boundaries. And I said, listen, I got to put this in a book. I have to really make people aware, because people complain about everybody else, but then they themselves don't realize that they're doing a lot of the same things. So this first book became a rant on how people communicate and how we have to raise the bar in communication if we really want to differentiate ourselves as leaders in the world today. And a lot of the work that I do is with not only executives and their teams, but in those teams are the millennials. And so I find myself constantly coaching the executives and the millennials on this communication conundrum that we have. And
right.
So that was the outgrowth of all that was the first book. Now the second book, so people ask me, well, who's the book for? And I go, well, both books are for everyone, but really, the first book was written for your kids, and the second book is written for you. Because the second book, I really geared to a lot of the leaders that I work with. Leaders that I work with on differentiation and how to raise the bar in influence and just all-around communication. So this is not, and I love Jim Collins and Sheryl Sandberg, but this is not, my book is not a theoretical read like some of their stuff is. This book is more a read that's directed at executives and parents and kids, because leaders begin at the bottom, and reverse mentorship and all the things that we have to do to stay relevant in the digital age are covered in that book. So in the second book, which is called Dude, Seriously, Get Your Ass ASK in gear. So what do we have to ask ourselves, you know, to be the leaders and the parents and the executives and the employees that we want to continue to be, because our lifespan is going from, you know, 60, 70, 80 to 90, 100, and probably 100 plus for some of these generations.
Right. And we need to really, I mean, the thing is, the dude thing, maybe I don't pick that up, but actually I say seriously a lot. I'm like, seriously? So I do have that one. But no, I understand what you're saying, because the fact is, and I speak with a lot of business owners, and this does come up, they need to stay relevant. If they've been in business now for 20 years, things have changed, and the only way that their company or their business is going to stay and prosper is if they change with the times. And part of that is being able to communicate with everyone, regardless of the age. Because if you're 50 or whatever, and you need to bring in some high energy people who are innovative, which we're seeing a lot of in their 20s, as you said, the millennials, in their 30s, then you need to be able to, both parties need to be able to speak together and understand each other and be relevant with each other, as opposed to just, you know, letting that generation gap, you know, bring this big space between you. And I think that is important for everyone, regardless of where you are in your career.
You know, and the thing is, Lisa, that and I make a joke of it. I say, hey, if 50 is the new 30 and 60 is the new 40, and Martha Stewart went on a date, her first Match.com date at 70.
Yeah.
No, it's not about ladies. It's not about having plastic surgery, and gentlemen too. It's about staying relevant and understanding that, you know, I hate the word. I have so many of the people that I coach come to me, oh, I can't wait till I retire because they haven't found their passion. It's really the problem. But retire from what? As Gloria Steinem said, retire from what? And you know, it was fine if we were going to live to be 65 and have 10 years to play golf every day and sit in a rocking chair. But now we have to stay relevant. And if we are, whether we're parents or grandparents, we have to find those reverse mentors. So your reverse mentor, if you're, you know, a grandparent from the traditionalist generation, might be your grandchild showing you how to upload a photograph onto Facebook or Instagram or anywhere on your computer, you know. So it's not the way it used to be. And when you look at the five generations in the workplace, and people are always surprised, they say, which is the fifth one? Because, you know, we've got the 80-year-olds, we've got the baby boomers, we've got X and Y. Well, let me introduce you to Generation Z, the zombie generation. Go ahead and look it up, kids, because it's on all over the internet. So these are the kids that were born from, let's say, 2000 on, and they were born with handheld smartphones and toys in their cribs. They are communicating with their mothers on those things. So is it right? Is it wrong? I don't know. Leadership is going to be a changing canvas, you know, forever. Because before, from the baby boomers, it was them and old people. That was it. There was nobody in between. Now we see that the workforce is comprised of five generations, spanning people from 15 and 16 all the way up to 90.
Right. And I think what you made a good point in saying that it is because now people are having their work is their passion. So many women or men as well that I speak with, they don't see themselves retiring anytime soon because they love what they do. They change their lifestyle. They may lessen their load, but they basically want to continue working because it's what they love. And in order to do that, you need to be able to, you know, communicate and work with people, as you said, from all generations. So, Susan, I think this is great. I love the way you know, reference the book. I think it grabs people's attention, and it is something that everyone needs. So thank you for talking with me this morning. I really appreciate it.
Thank you, Lisa.
And I do want to remind... Yeah, we're glad to have you. And I want to remind everyone I'm speaking with Susan Asher, and she is the president and CEO of V. Asher Group, and that's in Short Hills, in Short Hills, New Jersey. And you can find out more about Susan. If you need her services, just go to her website. That's www.susanasher.com. Again, that's Susan Asher, ASCHER.com. Also there you can find out about her books as well. And as we mentioned, her most recent one is Dude Seriously, Get Your Ask in Gear. And she also did her first one, which was Dude Seriously, It's Not All About You. And those are two reads that, as we were talking about, if you want to stay relevant, then you might want to check those out. Well, you're listening to Open Forum on the Women's Radio Network, and I'm going to take a quick break. But when I return, I'll be with my next guest, Ann Davey, and she is the owner of Untangled Me from Love, and that's in Indianola, Iowa. So stay with us.